Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Mighty Mini Heater. This powerful heater puts out 78% more heat than big box heaters, seven times its size, and can heat up to 1,000 square feet. Get your Eden Pure Mighty Mini Heater today at EdenPureDeals.com. Use code word Howie10 and you'll save $10 and get free shipping.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I hope we can get this done. The honest to God answer is, I don't know whether we can get this done. Is this mic on? I guess, anyway. And
I'm not sure what to do with my hands.
Be good just to hold them down by your side. Yeah, great.
So what we need to do is we need to get things going. We need to get percolating a little bit. Anybody have any ideas what we could do? Any suggestions?
COVID complications and the Supreme Court blocking his vaccine mandate, inflation and international turmoil, just to name a few.
These are all terrible ideas.
We are doing it. We are doing it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The country is frustrated. His party is frustrated. We're 2 weeks into a midterm election year, a few days away from his one-year anniversary of inauguration, and it is black. It is very dark for him right now.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Try what I'm about to tell you. Don't let it destroy your faith in the integrity of the National Democrat Party. Nancy Pelosi's son linked to five shady companies probed by feds, report says.
I'm shocked.
Paul Pelosi Jr., the son of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, has reportedly been linked to at least five business entities under investigation by authorities for alleged fraud. This is according to a newspaper, you'll never guess, in London, not in Washington, D.C. or New York City, but in London. The Daily Mail says that the 52-year-old Paul Pelosi Jr., the only son of Nancy and Paul Pelosi Sr., was hired by several firms that were subject to both federal and state probes, and meanwhile has, quote, connections to a host of fraudsters, rule breakers, and convicted criminals, although he has never been charged himself, according to Daily Mail. Who the hell does he think he is, Hunter Biden? Jeez. The Daily Mail, not an American newspaper. The Daily Mail breaks it. I would guess that the Daily Mail is more likely to have the first story with an interview with one of the Baltimore police officers that the indicted state's attorney, Marilyn Mosby, tried to put in prison than the Baltimore Sun is.
The Daily Mail is really on top of it. They've got their finger on the pulse.
They've hired Grace as a columnist, or they're running Grace's columns. And she's got a great column about Hillary Clinton's campaign. You didn't know that about FX, though, that's what they're basing their comeback on. That the Monica Lewinsky miniseries.
That's kind of things you learn when you go to dailymail.com.
844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
How many times can you lift your face before you look like you're from outer space? If you want to know, just ask a pro, like the Botox Queen, who's actually reached that place.
Come on, stop piling on. She's very chagrined and humiliated by this terrible story about her son in the Daily Mail. Leave her alone, Limerick guy.
Now that the voting fraud bill has gone down in flames, I don't think Hillary Clinton is going to run.
You know, I hadn't thought of that. That's a different angle to the story. Yeah, there are a lot more Democrats are going to be pulling out of the race now that they know they're not going to get that certain edge. By the way, one of the Republicans that President Trump hates, John Katko from upstate New York, he was one of the Republicans who voted for impeachment. He's retiring due to ill health. the voters got sick of him. He was going to be redistricted in with another Republican that Trump likes, Claudia Tenney. He's gone. So that's three now. Three of the 10 Republicans who voted to impeach Trump are now sleeping with the fishes, not running for re-election. The Chump Line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. These ocean view rooms with a fireplace and two queen size beds are going fast, so book yours today for just $119.99 at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com.
Biden's approval rating is 33%. Well, at least he's united two-thirds of the country.
Last night, the White House polling director put out a memo to the press, and he said that this 33% poll from Quinnipiac was an outlier. That you know, that if you look at the average, the Real Clear Politics average, he's still just a little bit above 40% in the polls. That's the guy who got 80 million votes, remember, or 81 million votes. And they're saying he's not that bad. He's at 40%.
Joe Biden here. People are saying this is my worst week ever. All I have to say to them is, hold my beer. No joke.
Yeah. It's a new week come Monday. When's the press conference, right? Wednesday he's going to have an open press conference. I'm putting air quotes around the word open.
Two vacation homes, eh, Marilyn Mosby? How very John Kerry of you.
She's still a few short of John Kerry, I would say. But she's off to a good start, considering that she's up from the hard scrabble streets of the mean streets of Dorchester.
Marilyn Mosby, another victim of the vast right-wing conspiracy.
That's right. And we'll play the cut again because it's so hilarious. Marilyn Mosby, why were you indicted yesterday on charges of mortgage fraud and all kinds of fraud? And they could probably throw mail and wire fraud at you if they decide to. Cut 16.
Because of my commitment to racial justice, I've had to contend with powerful institutions that have come after me by any means necessary. Donald Trump called for me to be prosecuted several years ago.
Again, the recurring question, is there anything Donald Trump can't do? He hasn't been in office for a year. The Justice Department is overrun with moonbats, and yet he was still managed to get this woman indicted.
Joe Biden here. In my administration, failure is not an option. It's mandatory. No joke.
That's not malarkey.
So I spent the day looking at houses in Longboat Key, Florida, you know, to fight back against racial injustice.
Equity, baby, equity. And I hope you ordered a $30 snickerdoodle, too. Just get it one cookie delivered. That's what she had delivered to her house in Longbow Key. Not to be confused with her house in Kissimmee.
How about we stop calling them conspiracy theories and start calling them spoiler alerts?
You want to get banned from Twitter? Put that out there.
Oh, sure, Joe. It's all fun and games until the price of tapioca goes up.
Yeah. He doesn't care. Mary Ann's going to tell him how much tapioca costs this weekend in Delaware, in the sunroom. He's shocked to learn that hamburger's $5 a pound. Most people are saying, where can I get some hamburger for $5 a pound? At least the lean hamburger.
The reason why it's really amazing how low the viewership is with CNN and MSNBC, whenever somebody gets COVID, they lose their sense of taste. You would think that their numbers would be through the roof.
Yeah. Well, I guess they're leveling off now as the caseload seems to be declining. There's great consternation in the newsrooms of America because the caseload seems to have peaked for Omicron. Are they actually going to have to go out and like report some real news next week?
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. I can't believe my COVID-9 vaccine mandate was struck down. They think our country can be run by an unelected small group like Diana Ross and the Supremes? Well, get ready, pal. I'm going to add more people, like Ronnie Spector. Not a joke.
Get ready, Bal. One of his more memorable quotes of recent months. I'm glad Grace put it. It's in her intro to her show now. Get ready, Bal.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Okay, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second Chump Line, we have one with the messages that didn't make the one you just heard. It's called Chopped Chumps, and it's posted every weekday evening around 7 o'clock Eastern. Get your Chopped Chumps Chump Line, second Chump Line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. These ocean view rooms with a fireplace and two queen-size beds and are pet-friendly to boot are going fast. So book yours today for just $119.99 at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com.
Joe Biden here. In my administration, failure is not an option. It's mandatory. No joke.
If you don't believe him, just ask Bal. Get ready, Bal. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this. On the radio and on the big screen, twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
5. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza dream sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who's more on the ball, Joe Biden or Kamala Harris?
I'm still voting for Joe Biden.
And it's still 50-50.
It's going down to the wire. All right. 844-500-4242. Bruce from the Mets says he just read that Amari Cooper, the wide receiver for the Cowboys, was fined for going maskless at a Mavericks game. Insanity. I thought they stopped having a mask requirement. The attendance was down, so Mark Cuban followed the science and decided to get rid of the mask requirement to get more people back into the arena. I told you my daughter Charlotte goes to those games down in Dallas. She is her boss has a lot of tickets, and she goes, and she was yelling at Cuban when the mask requirement was in there because they have seats close to the stadium. Says, "How come you don't wear a mask?" And he was giving her dirty looks. I said, Charlotte, when she told me that, I said, "I'm proud of you, Charlotte, for doing that. You were raised right. Give him some crap about that." Finding somebody for not wearing a mask. How ridiculous. 844-500-4242. Someone says, this has been a good week. It has been a good week. It has. But the weather's been not anything to write home about anywhere, but it's, I mean, for political developments, it's been a good week. Joe Biden was at the fake White House across the street from the White House today at the executive office building. And he was talking more ragtime, right, Taylor? Is that how you would describe it?
I didn't get to watch this one today, but it probably is true.
Let's start with cut five.
They're stuck, they're angry, they're sickened by the broken water and sewer systems, polluted water from the faucets, raw sewage in their backyards. I want you to know, I see you, I hear you, we understand. And I've seen and we've understand the damage done in places like Flint, Michigan, and Jackson, Mississippi.
We've understand. They have raw sewage in their backyard. We see it and we hear it. Do you smell it? Cut two.
We're building back better than ever before.
Building back, Joe. I got some news for you. You may not remember this, but Building Back Better, DOA. BBB-DOA. Cut one.
There's a lot of talk about disappointments and things we haven't gotten done. We're going to get a lot of them done, I might add.
Did he run across the street? You see, he can't seem to catch his breath there.
No, he didn't run. He took a leisurely stroll. And he's still out of breath. That old man shuffle that he does.
Cut three.
It's because he gets it. He's a former mayor who knows that the real measure of success is not.
The real measure. Is he referring to Buttigieg? Buddha, you know, South Bend, Indiana, I mean, it's, you know, it's where Notre Dame is, Touchdown Jesus. It's a city, but it's smaller than the Villages in Florida, the retirement community. Cut seven.
I also want to be clear. We're in this to win. And, you know, there's a lot of work underway. And it's going to create a whole lot of jobs.
Everybody's in it to win. The Jaguars, when they played the Patriots, they weren't it to win. They lost 50-10. It's just everybody, Joe, everybody's in it to win. Didn't you play Division I football? Cut six.
Capping them is going to create quality jobs. Just as it took to dig the well, union jobs to close the well, to keep it safe.
Union jobs, jobs, union jobs, jobs, jobs. Cut nine.
We can do this. This is what a better America is going to look like.
This is what America is going to look like. Let me hear that one again. America?
We can do this. This is what a better America is going to look like.
This is what America, a better America, is going to look like. Who's that? Who is the Senate Majority Leader and who's the former mayor of New Orleans who now works for Biden? It's very confusing because they both have the same first name. Cut 10.
And the reason I asked Mitch to do this is because he knows how to get things done. I want every penny watched how this is spent.
Mitch McConnell. Is that Mitch McConnell or Mitch Landrieu? Or is there a third Mitch? Or is it Mitch Miller? He used to have a band. Wasn't he the music director for Columbia Records way back in the day, a little goatee? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Bruce from the Mets says it's the NFL that fined Cooper. The Cowboys player. Because I thought Charlotte had told me that they'd gotten rid of the mask requirement at the arena. So it's okay for him to go in, but the NFL sees him in a cutaway or something and finds him? God, ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. 844-500-4242. It's that time of the week.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
Time now, as it is every Friday evening at this time, for Police Blotter Facts Friday. All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories about the police department and the things they've been up to. Send the stories from your local daily or weekly newspaper to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com. It can be, again, the local column that police departments write in some weekly newspapers, or it can be a standalone police story from anywhere. But just send them to grace@howiecarshow.com. And at this time, every Friday evening, we read the funniest entries of the week, in our opinion, and the two best entries of the week get a nice prize. What do they get this week, Grace?
They will get a copy of What Really Happened, Howard.
The book about the 2016 election, how Donald J. Trump saved America from Hillary Clinton.
I feel like it's good because people need to remember what we went through when we almost had Hillary Clinton as president. All right, so these are the runners-up. They do not win a prize. Man accuses bar staff of stealing his wallet. It was in his pocket.
Do you think he was overserved, Grace?
Perhaps.
Did he come in carrying, as we used to say at Foley's, a foreign load?
36-year-old Gregory Boatwright became extremely intoxicated at Bootleggers Inn.
He was boat wrong.
In downtown Nashville Saturday night, and began to accuse employees and patrons of the bar of stealing his wallet. He eventually became a disruption and was asked to leave, a request which he refused. Police responded to the bar, and after more drunken behavior, he was placed into custody. A search incident to arrest determined his wallet was in the back pocket. That's just a classic, though. Who hasn't put their wallet somewhere, you know? You start getting suspicious of people.
At least he wasn't at Tootsie's Orchid Lounge. Is that still around in the Nashville?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that comes up every once in a while. Yeah, in Police Blotter, for sure. New York man, oh, I love this story. Actually, you know, I'm going to save this for a little bit later. That's a really good one. Father charged for breaking referee's nose at son's eighth grade basketball game.
Usually this kind of stuff happens at hockey games.
Yes, but basketball parents can be crazy too. A Washington father was charged with assault after he allegedly shoved an elderly referee at his son's eighth grade basketball game. Mark McLaughlin stormed the court at Kenmore Middle School on December 16th when he disagreed with a call. He slammed the 72-year-old ref from behind, breaking his nose and cheekbone when he hit the hardwood floor face first. Ugh. He turned himself into authorities the next day.
I've been to a lot of kids' games, my own kids' games over the years. I never got that angry. The only thing I ever got angry about was, when is this game going to be over?
Yeah. No, I agree. My dad used to say when he would go watch me play sports, like hockey games, if I even touched the puck, he would consider that a win for the night because I was so bad at sports. McLaughlin, who is 6'6 and 215 pounds.
Oh, my God. And he hit a 72-year-old guy? I mean, this poor guy, I mean, they probably can't get anybody who's under the age of 60 to be a ref anyway.
I know. Right? It's so sad. He's a former standout basketball player, so that's why he takes it so seriously.
Those are the worst, though. You know, guys that were frustrated athletes.
Yeah, like has-beens that never was.
Right.
Or never were.
Right.
Yeah. This is a weird story. Ohio siblings, I'd really love your take on this, Howie, because I don't know if you're going to be on their side or the tree's side. Ohio siblings face felony charges after cutting down 250-year-old walnut tree.
I like trees. What were the circumstances?
Taylor, we're going to have to cut that out. It's a sound cut. I like trees. An Ohio brother and sister are facing felony charges for cutting down a massive black walnut tree that lived for 250 years. Todd Jones and Laurel Hoffman could be hit with charges of grand theft and falsification for chopping down the tree.
But why? Why did they do this?
Well, it's funny you should ask. Jacqueline Gerling, a Cleveland Metro Park spokesperson, told the Post that the tree could be more than 250 years old and was likely more than worth more than $28,000. But as for the siblings, they say that they thought it was on their property. And their father, who passed away, lived on the property, but he took over ownership and he was having trouble paying taxes. So the son figured he decided to cut down the tree and sell it in hopes that it would pay some of the taxes. How much does an...
Lock him up. Put him in the cell next to Mosby.
But Howie, they didn't realize.
Well, why would they? Why, you know, if you thought the tree, you have a 250-year-old giant tree. If you think that it's on your property, doesn't that make your property more valuable? I think a big tree makes a property nicer, doesn't it?
Yeah,
more attractive.
Actually, Will's grandmother, you know, Mrs.
Yeah,
Gallagher, she has a really old tree in her yard, and it's like historic. That's how old it is, and it is very cool, you know. She points it out all the time. That's what it's interesting for people.
I remember when they had that big storm in Springfield, and it knocked down that tree that had been around since colonial times. We did a remote there a week or so later. I was sad that when a tree like that goes down.
Yeah, they should have just leaved it alone.
Ha
ha ha. Yeah, but this is a weird story.
Ha ha ha.
And not sure yet what's going to happen, but I also don't understand the thought process of, oh, we'll cut it down and then we'll get money for it. Like, how valuable is a chopped tree? I guess for the wood, but...
Yeah, I think walnut is pretty...
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Pretty good wood.
It was a walnut. This woman got charged $10,000 for a one-mile cab ride in San Francisco. When she disputed the bill, things got even more outrageous. This is like a story. This police blotter is set up in a very descriptive way. One evening this past September, Margarita Becker and husband Chris Schlesinger hopped into a San Francisco taxi. That was their first mistake.
It was a rainy night in Frisco. I needed one more fare
to make my night.
I only wanted to make $10,000 off this last fare. Inflation's really big in the Bay Area these days.
They're 1.1 miles.
Harry Chapin could do a big song about this if he were still around. Yeah.
Their 1.1 mile yellow cab ride to a...
Was it a rainy night in Frisco that night, Grace?
It was a birthday dinner night. Their cab ride took 11 minutes. Becker paid via credit card using the driver's PayPal terminal after the cab's built-in device couldn't read her card. The meter showed a $7.90 fare, and she added a 25% tip. Very generous.
She said, Harry, keep the chain.
The driver said he'd email her the receipt, but it never happened. A few days later...
I knew it'd never be arranged.
A few days later, her credit card bill arrived. She was astounded to see an unexpected $9,875 bill, 1,000 times more than it actually cost. It seemed like an obvious mistake. The driver must have entered extra digits. She called Bank of America to report it. Eventually, the bank said it wasn't fraud since she had put her credit card in herself. She must file a billing dispute. After reviewing the documentation, we found that the amount you were billed was calculated correctly, they said. In other words, she was on the hook for $9,875. Shall I continue?
Yeah, go ahead. What happens in the end?
She called the bank many times, often while crying.
And me, I'm riding in my taxi. Taking tips
and getting stoned.
Is that the end of the story, Grace? What happens? Come on.
I mean, I don't. I think that's kind of the end of it.
What? She didn't get her money back?
To be concluded next week.
She said, this was from... This
the
was,
cat's in the cradle, in the silver spoon.
Little Blubber and the man on the moon.
Obviously,
it's a horrible situation for her, and we feel for her, said the CEO of Yellow Cab. Well, that's nice. At least he feels bad.
Next week, we'll get a story about a late-night watchman.
Yeah, I'll keep you guys posted if we get more about this, but as of right now, that seems like it.
You know, when I read that story, Grace, I was thinking about it, a few times, in the, this was 20, 30 years ago at Logan Airport. You know, I'd get in a cab coming from an airport, and I'd say, take me to whatever address I was going to, and the guy said, which way you want me to go? And I think, that's kind of weird that he's asking me that. And then I realized he wanted to know if I knew the way. And if I didn't know the way, I was going to have one of those big bills.
Yeah, I often don't know the way, even when I'm in Boston. I'm like, just take me whichever way you choose.
That's why. That's yet another reason why Uber is putting the livery industry out of business.
Yeah, I think she did eventually get her money back, but this story is way too long. You know, you got to keep it short. Got to keep our attention here. San Francisco Chronicle. It's not that interesting. Police Water Facts Friday is brought to you by Fun Spot Arcade in Laconia, New Hampshire. Fun Spot features one of the largest collections of 70s and 80s arcade games in the world and so much more. They have all sorts of things. Bowling, which Howie talks about a lot. It's a very cool place to go. While supplies last, get a $50 gift card to Fun Spot for only $25 by going to HowieCarShow.com and clicking on store. All right. I think I can read this last story
and
here.
And she had me $10,000 for a 980 fare, she said. Harry, keep the change.
We should play that song, Pave Paradise to Put Up a Parking Lot. That involves both paving over trees and yellow cabs.
That's right. A big yellow taxi.
Yes.
All right.
All right,
one more.
So one more. Here we go. New York man faces prison in fight to keep 100-pound emotional support pig. I'm on the side of the pig. I'm team pig on this. A 100-pound potbelly pig who is absolutely adorable has become the subject of a criminal investigation.
His name is Bacon.
No, her name, sir, is Ellie, actually. And longtime scrutiny in the upstate New York village where owner Wyvern Flat.
Is that Ellie as in smelly?
No, Ellie is very clean, actually. We might have to take this over the next side because I have a lot to say. This guy has been harboring the porker as new legislation determined the emotional support animal couldn't be legally kept in his home.
This is a New York Post story.
Yes, it is. Yes. Harboring the porker, is that what gave it away? Flat told the Post that he has signed affidavits from most of his neighbors who were unaware he even has a pig since Ellie makes no noise and doesn't stink.
Maybe she's a transgender pig.
She's cleaner than anybody else's cat or dog. She's smaller than just
about... How the
hell
does he know?
Fair enough. It's true. He's disparaging the other animals to try to save his own. Flat has also argued that keeping Ellie, who spends much of her envious day snoozing, is anything but a hammed up act in her supportive role. He goes on to say he didn't actually get her to be an emotional support animal, but she just became one over the years. I just have to say,
he got her for breakfast and she became an emotional support animal.
Howie, Ellie is absolutely adorable and she's so chubby and cute. And I don't understand why, if she makes no noise and she doesn't smell, why is this bothering anyone? Why does he need to give Ellie away? Explain that to me.
I don't know the answer, Grace.
Flat and Ellie have had beef with the local government for years before
beef?
The new laws were voted in Tuesday. The duo has had 14 court appearances in 2 years. Do you think Ellie goes to the court with him? However,
an emotional support pig, she must.
However, Mayor Jeff Baker says the new village ordinances aren't meant to single out the pig owner. He said the law stands for itself. It was on our agenda from years ago. We have horses in the community, stuff like that.
Okay, Grace. All right, I'm going to take a look at...
One more quote from him. He says, they've never been in my house to see my house or see the living conditions. They've never seen her. They've never even asked to see a picture of her.
It's Ellie the pig. I'm going to look up Ellie the pig and see how cute she is during the break.
Oh, she's so cute.
All right, we'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime.
Howie Carr Show.
Bacon, where's the bacon? I smell bacon, bacon, bacon. Gotta be bacon. Only one thing.
Grace wants
bacon,
me to get right bacon. to the entries, but I'll just say that I looked up the picture of Ellie during the break. Ellie looks like a beach ball with ears.
Yeah, like
fuzzy,
I said, is she not adorable?
Beach ball with ears.
Is she not adorable? He said, I don't know why they're coming after me so hard over my little pig. At this point, he gets a $25 a day fine, and it's totaling $18,000. He said, I don't see how they can possibly keep spending money on this. He said he's more than willing to do time for his little Ellie. He said she's not a nuisance. I'm so team Ellie. Free Ellie.
All right, Grace. Let's keep going.
Okay, here are the winners. Florida police charged two women for throwing glitter on man during argument.
Was the guy's name Gary Glitter?
Sarah Franks and Caitlin O'Donovan were arrested Monday on burglary charges and held on $75,000 bond. The two women were accused of showing up to the victim's apartment on Monday around 3 a.m., at which point they began to argue with him from the ground-level patio.
What was the charge? Stealing Rip Taylor's act?
At that point, Franks and O'Donovan allegedly threw a container of glitter at the victim, hitting his head and torso. Franks then jumped over a fence onto the victim's patio and threw more containers of glitter at him.
Was this some kind of domestic dispute of some sort?
It doesn't say here how they knew each other. They just were in a glitter fight.
I looked at the mugshots, Grace, and I didn't see a lot of remorse in those two women's faces.
You saw a glimmer in their eyes.
They were smirking, I believe, would be the proper description.
Yes, they were. A teacher arrested after his mother took pot brownies to senior center. An elementary school teacher from South Dakota was arrested after his mother inadvertently took his freshly baked weed brownies to a local senior center. Authorities said that Michael Coranda purchased the THC butter in Colorado and used it to make the brownies.
So it's not legal in South Dakota, right?
No, and his mother did not realize the brownies contained marijuana and brought them to a card game at the senior center.
This is coming to a sitcom near you.
Yeah, and they all thought they were poisoned, so that they.
It's the longest. It was the longest game of bridge in history.
I
can't keep the count straight. I don't know how many trumps are still out.
Yeah, hours later, authorities received multiple 911 calls from people who believed they were poisoned. They were all under the influence of marijuana. He admitted he made the brownies and then left them out before going to bed. You have to leave a note on brownies like that. It's so irresponsible. Just leave a note and say pot brownies. I mean, at that point, how old's the guy? He's 46 years old. It's not like you're going to get grounded.
He's living with his mother. He lives on a couch in the basement. It's not like he's a mature adult.
The senior center was bumping that night.
I don't know what they were complaining about.
I know.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks,
that's
Howie.
It. That's it for Police Blotter Facts Friday, brought to you by Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire. Get your gift certificates.